Let's see. We had two guys get neck today, right, Patrick? CJ. CJ got a little shoulder neck, and there was one more, and I can't remember. Oh, we took out Kayvon. Kayvon actually came to practice kind of sore. Got run over yesterday, sore ribs. Tried to go. We took him out early in practice, but other than that, the guys were out. Route. Yeah, he got his shoulder banged and wanted to go, but I told Greg to take him out.
Chris had a cramp yesterday. Was that just precautionary today?
Yeah. You know, we're staring at a break after tomorrow. So, I mean, we're going to err on the side with anybody through getting another day and then the off day before we get back in our routine and start playing. So, yeah, that was just me. Emmanuel could have practiced too, so it's my decision.
How pleased were you with how the goal line period?
Well, to be honest with you, you know, as a coach, you almost feel guilty having that period when we're going to have a goal line period, but we're not full speed, you know, so we're not cutting, you know. So it's, you know, it's very difficult, especially on the offensive side of the ball. But we're trying to teach. That's the first time we've done it. Wanted to stay off the ground, stay clean, trying to get everybody healthy and back to work when we do get back Tuesday. So we got one more day to bang around a little bit, but really it was a teaching more than anything.
You saw
Rico. Rico had him on the move like a young man today. So tried to work him good today. Defensively, we practiced extremely well today. It was probably our most dominant performance defensively as far as just our attitude and staying in the moment all day long. And you know, offensively, made a lot of mistakes, had the balls on the ground, just didn't make a lot of plays.
Antonio moving up?
Yeah, well, they've obviously, you see all of those guys that practiced today as much as they practiced. I think they went through 11 periods and there were 14 periods. So, yeah, I would say he's pretty much ready to be turned loose when we come back on Tuesday. But, yet we got another day tomorrow to put him through probably. We're looking at about an hour and a half before we pull him. You know, I think Malik went the whole day today, I think, okay.
And then what about Danny getting closer?
Danny did take some team reps today, took some third down reps. So that's the first time he's been in an environment where he might be in a pile or, you know, those type of things. So that's a step forward. We'll do a little bit more with him tomorrow and then see where we're at. Obviously, Brandon's ahead of him from that standpoint.
Rico and James Casey both said it's pretty unique to see some of the defensive guys talking to the O-line on what they're seeing out there.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's a team that really helps each other. It's very impressive. You know, you got a rookie left tackle over there. He's 7 days into camp. It goes against DeMarcus and Vaughn every day, and then you watch us go through our series of play, and they'll pull him aside and talk to him about his stance and things. And, you know, you got to have that. We're all in this together. Obviously, we're competing against each other right now, and you're trying to win every day, but when it's all said and done, you're a team. You got to do everything you can to help each other.
What do you think of that rookie left tackle? How is Ty doing so far?
Well, I think he's doing a hell of a job for as young as he is. He's got to come a long way. You know, he's got to get much better. He's not really going to have a chance to be a rookie for long. You know what I mean? So that's tough expectations, but he's handled himself like a pro. He's very bright. It's not too big for him. And he's a worker. So, you know, he's got all those things going for him. He just needs to continue to work against good people.
Also being rookie Garcia, how's he faring out there?
Max is up and down. Max is very strong, heavy-handed. So he has a lot of plays on film that are highlights. You know, you go, whoa, look at that. And he's got a lot of plays on the film that need to be better. So, he's the same way, a little bit like Ty. Good kid, played in a lot of big games. You know, this stage isn't too big for him, but he's got to learn to play against great players down in and down out.
Are you resting some vets tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to rest a few of them tomorrow. Peyton's going to the Hall of Fame deal. He will be back, though. He'll be here. But, yeah, I'm going to rest those six or seven guys that I've been given about every fourth day off. So, it'll be pretty much a young practice tomorrow morning, but we're going to have our pads on. We need to get some work done.
Can you tell that this defense is kind of itching to go against another team?
Yeah, I tell you what, they've really been good. You know, like I said, I think today was their best. They made more plays on the ball today than they've been making, you know. The thing we have to eliminate defensively, we're having some penalties, you know, some penalties that extended some drives for the offense today. So, you know, those type of things. We're making too many great plays to hurt ourselves, so we got to improve from that standpoint.
In that vein, what have you seen from Tlaib?
I tell you, I mean, you know, to me, the difference in this league between a good corner and a great corner is guys that have ball skills. You know, a lot of guys can cover, but when the ball's there, can you make the play on the ball? Can you make the pick? Can you take it the other way? As an offensive guy, attacking corners that you know don't have ball skills, you're not afraid. You know what I mean? So that's what separates him. And if he gets his hands on the ball, like I told the guys the other day, let's go to work. That'll be a touchdown, not just turnover. So he does a great job.